Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast, and today's episode is going to be about the three dumbest mistakes you can possibly make as a newbie high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce entrepreneur. So I wanted to go over this stuff because I think it's really important that you know what to not do in the very beginning, and even throughout the lifespan of your business, what to avoid doing. And so these things are like what you shouldn't do and accompanied by what you should do instead. The first thing is being superficial and shallow and just not spending the time to pay attention to details and not focusing on satisfying your customers. This is really bad. You have to understand the very beginning of your high-ticket dropshipping business that it's super important to spend time to build out a really high-quality website with lots of good, useful content that helps your customers or potential customers make the right buying decision for their needs. So if you don't do that and you skip that and you just upload, supplier descriptions to your website and you just send a bunch of paid traffic and you hope to make sales, you're not going to make that many sales because your website's not unique. And you might make a sale here or there, but you're probably going to end up getting crappy customers because the only reason you're getting sales is because you're offering discount codes and free gifts. And so you're lowering your profit margins because of that. And you're just going to get burnt out probably in the long run because products might ship and get damaged or something like that. You're not even making that much money, and then you end up losing money on a sale, and you just freak out, and you say, this stuff doesn't work, right? So you have to really spend time building a quality e-commerce website, and content is king when it comes to e-commerce these days. Not just content, but also stories. And you have to understand that when you write stories about yourself or your target customers throughout your marketing materials, that it can really, really help sell and also win the hearts of your customers so that they treat you better. Okay, so that's key. You want them to know who they're dealing with, who they're working with, and you want them to know that you care. So having a founder story on your About Us page is really awesome, and you shouldn't be afraid to actually talk about yourself there. I think honestly it's one of the best things you can possibly do, because when somebody calls and they actually talk to the founder of a website they're buying something from online, they're really blown away, and they love being able to talk to a small business owner. People love small businesses. They just know they're going to get treated better. And so that brings me to the customer satisfaction part of this, and that is that customers are the lifeblood of your business, and if you aren't treating customers right all the time, then you're going to wind up getting negative reviews, and you're going to wind up just getting burnt out in general because people are going to get pissed at you. Now, don't let people, walk all over you or take advantage of you, but at the same time, treat them right. Decide when you don't want to do business with the customer, but decide when, if something's going wrong, when you're just going to literally not even care how much money it takes, but just take care of the customer, make the situation right for them and get it out of the way and make them happy. Because a review that a customer was upset or had a messed up issue in the first place, and then you fixed it and made everything better for them, those reviews are actually really, really good for your business. And they can show other potential customers that no matter what might happen, you'll actually do everything you can do in your power to make it right with them. And that's what a lot of people like to see. So have an obsession over your customers and make them the center point of your business. Make customer service your center point. It's really, really key. And talk about that on your website. Make sure you make the reviews that you get a center point of not just your website and every page on your website, but the marketing that you do. Make sure that you're posting reviews to social media, and make sure that you reach out to VIP customers, the customers that purchase from you over and over again, or purchase the most expensive products from you, and you do spotlight interviews with them and have them on your blog. I used to do that with my bicycle website, and it was really, really fun, and I would have some really cool stories on the blog, and people would read that and enjoy it. And of course, those people are going to share it with their network. And then because you're doing all that, you're going to get lots of cool referral sales, which are free. And referral sales are some of the best, because people automatically trust, know, like, and trust you just because their friend does. And so you're going to have like the best experience with a referral customer as opposed to a customer that came from cold traffic that you still need to build a relationship with. And then also the key to avoiding any kind of deal with superficiality in your business is having a really, really deep obsession with attention to detail. And so, this goes into more than just content on your website, but this goes into all the little tiny details of your product listings. Having really high quality images is important and key, and having them throughout your website is really important. And then hiring actually good copywriters. Don't go out and hire cheap content writers to write content for your listings and then just post them without actually reading them yourself, because they can be written really bad and in, you know, bad grammar and, you know, not correctly, you know, put together sentences and stuff like that. So don't ever do that. Do not hire cheap writers. It's some of the best investment you'll ever make in your e-commerce business is to hire a fairly expensive copywriter and have them write really good content for your website. Currently, I have a copywriter that writes content for my website and my product listings. I pay him $2.80 per 100 words. And it's a really, really good deal for me just because he actually is really good. And I've actually trained him a bit over time to write really good copy. And, you know, it's a great relationship I have with this guy. So this is also the same copywriter that I used to build my turnkey stores for the investors that purchased those from me. And so they get really, really awesome stores built out for them. And I even share the details of the other copywriters that I've used in my course. So people can even go to the same copywriters I've used in the past in my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass. So it's pretty exciting for that. But then also, you guys got to understand that like this is all a learning process. You're not going to be perfect at this overnight. You need experience in order to be really good at this, okay? So don't be afraid to get experience. Experience is basically failing over and over and over again, learning lessons, seeing what works and what doesn't, and then doing what's right and learning how to best resolve matters and solve problems and just, you know, create the best experience possible in your business. All right, guys, number two, and that was a big number one, but there's only a couple more of these, and I really want to make this clear. Number two is do not ever chase two rabbits at a time. You know, spreading yourself too thin, like in the very beginning, like for instance, starting two dropship stores to see which one does better is the worst idea you can possibly have. Some people tell me, oh yeah, I'm going to start three stores and then whichever one happens to catch on, I'm going to go. And they do that out of the fear that maybe one of the niches they start is not going to be good. That's the worst thing you can do. Just, you have to do your research first, pick a niche that fits the criteria good enough. And if you don't know what the criteria are, you can get them from my website, go to ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. I have a free niches list plus a market research guide. So all the criteria is in there and you can do the research yourself. Just make sure you do good research in the beginning. If you do the proper research, you'll pick the right niche and you'll get going. And then it's just a matter of conversion optimization and marketing and storytelling, all the stuff I just talked about. It's just a matter of that in order to make sales. Don't try to start two stores in the very beginning. In fact, later on down the road, it's a really bad idea to even try to start another store. You should probably just build out the one you already have and scale it a little bit wider and then maybe think about selling it and then starting a new store, or hire a team to manage that first one for you before you go out and start a second store. Just consider a high-ticket dropshipping store as kind of the same time intensive as having sort of a day job. You don't have to work all day long on it. It's up to you, but you could end up working like 3 to 5 hours a day, maybe 6 hours a day if you're, you know, trying to scale your business, right? You got a lot of different things you're working on. This depends on how big your site is, but you can work longer hours. You might only work an hour or two a day. I know some people that barely work like an hour or two every single day, but that's just because they have a lot of things outsourced and they manage their team wisely and efficiently and they get things done for them, right? So it just, again, it matters how much you're team building, how much you've got training materials for those people, how good of talent you hire to actually manage your store for you, and then you can go out and scale. So you've got to learn one thing and do one thing before you do the next. Don't just go out there and say, hey, I'm going to start two stores and see which one does better. And then you're like jumping back and forth the whole time. That's like the worst idea you can possibly have. I mean, it goes the same with anything. Just do not try to start two businesses at the same time. You have to have complete and 100% utter attention to one thing. Focus on that one thing. I can't stress that enough, guys. It's really, really key. You'll get burnt out. You won't make any sales because you're spreading yourself too thin and you're just not gonna have a good time with it. And then, you know, of course you want to live your life, you know, like working two jobs is not fun, right? You don't get to really enjoy your life after you're done with both those stores. And I've made this mistake so many times in the past, and those stores that I tried to start failed because I just didn't put the time that was required into those stores to actually make them successful. So learn from my lessons, guys, and start one store and make it really successful, and then go out and start another store. Another great way to do it is actually to create a duplicate duplicate store. You can do this legally. It's perfectly fine. A lot of suppliers are totally fine with it. Take one store, maybe start a second store that's a similar niche or even the same niche, just marketed or branded a little bit differently. And you know, you can go out there and control more of the marketplace in that niche. Maybe even get some, you know, different suppliers, or you know, maybe even start another store in a complementary niche, one that's very similar. You know, maybe certain suppliers sell like two or three different categories, so start a store in one category, or maybe even start one store selling all the categories and then start a second store just selling one category, something like that. You know, there's many different ways you can scale, but just focus on only doing one store in the beginning and then hiring a team. And then when you've done that, then you can go out and scale and build more stores and go wider. All right, guys. And the third one is, do not ignore minor issues with your business. It's really, really important that every little thing matters. Okay. So, you know, especially on your website, there's tiny little things that can happen that can be total conversion killers on your website. And it's sad but true, and I made one of these mistakes recently. I actually discovered there's an app that I've been using to put some conversion optimization features into my cart page, and I figured out that this Shopify app, if you install it on two stores and have those open in the same browser, it can actually link those two stores together. So if you change the message on one store, it totally changes the message on the other one too, without even you knowing. And I just realized that was happening, and I changed the message on one store to match that niche. On the other store, of course, that niche is not right. So that store didn't get sales for a couple of days. And I was wondering why. And then I look at it, and sure enough, that's happening. So people see that, and they're probably getting turned off, obviously, because they're weirded out by it. And so, you know, you can't make those mistakes. Attention to minor details, because every little tiny thing actually can make a big difference in your business, right? These businesses are pieced together. There's a lot of little pieces to this big puzzle. And if they aren't all together in the right place working properly, then your store can, you know, not make sales. It's true. And when they're all together though, something magical happens, and all of a sudden you start making lots of sales. So it's really, really cool. Don't try to go overboard having too many little tiny things set up. Just try to keep it simple enough, but also optimized really well, so that people will flow through your funnel fast. I call it lubricating your funnel, making it easy to find, you know, call to action links, making it easy to understand what the offers are, making it easy to read things and flow through your website really, really good. Okay. So understand that minor issues are a big issue. Another example is like posting links to your social media stores and then maybe, you know, removing a product or something like that later on. Well, you've got to go out and go to the social media sites like Facebook and remove those links too. Cause if somebody goes to that social media site and they click that link to that product and it goes to a 404 error page, that doesn't look good to that customer. That looks unprofessional, right? So you got to understand, when you're going through your store, it's probably not a good idea to ever delete products. In fact, it's probably better just to keep the product up and just mark it out of stock. Because once you have a product in your website, Google Organics search engine is going to pick that up. You're going to be posting links to social media. All sorts of other things are going to tie back to that product. So when you delete a product, it creates a 404 error page from anything else that links to it. And that's bad for SEO. That's bad for customer experience, right? So keep product pages up, even though you don't offer those anymore, and just mark them out of stock and then flow those customers into something that's similar, into a new version of that product. Okay, so in the description or maybe even in the title, just say the new model is this and then link to that, right? Much better way to handle that. Same goes for collections. If you decide not to sell a certain entire collection, don't just go and delete the entire category off your website. Leave it up, and the products won't be in there, but then you can put in that collection, hey, we no longer, you know, offer these. Don't link to it in your navigation, and then, you know, people that actually land on it from some other backlink somewhere else will just go into a different part of your website. So that's key, guys, and you got to understand that building these businesses takes a lot of attention to detail. So definitely just, you know, get used to it and have the mindset of making sure that every little thing on your website is optimized. And, you know, don't try to like tweak things too often. I fell into that trap a lot when I was first starting, where I was like making tiny little tweaks to my website all the time just to see if one little thing would make a big difference in conversion optimization. It's actually a lot better to focus on building your business, meaning like going out and getting more content done, getting more suppliers, like focusing on moving the big rocks of your business, not the tiny little things. Like get the tiny little things set up and then leave them there, but move the big rocks, because those are the things that are going to actually like take your business to the next level, get you more sales and scale bigger, right? Getting more suppliers, adding more products, adding unique product descriptions, adding videos to your YouTube channel, and optimizing collection page buyer guide content, getting blog posts written and posting those up, and doing more email marketing, automations and stuff like that. That's really key. Focusing on doing more retargeting ads and getting customers back into your website, making sure your website loads really fast. That's always really key. Go to Google Page Speed Insights, see how fast your page loads. And if it loads slow, Google will tell you exactly why it's loading slow, and you can decide to get rid of certain apps that might be slowing your website down. Some Shopify apps really slow your site down, and it's key to understand that. Like maybe you downloaded a Shopify app that adds social media buttons, like sharing buttons to your site, and you thought, oh yeah, great idea. And then lo and behold, it's actually slowing down your site load speed time like an entire second, you know, and that can kill your conversion rate. Not to mention, you know, if the social media buttons are floating buttons, that can totally cover up the content on your website and make it really hard to read on mobile, which is such a gross thing to do. Don't do that, guys. It's a really bad idea. Just focus on the things that matter the most. Okay, so content, customers, reviews, customer experience, and building a team so that, you know, you can actually have other people manage these businesses for you and do that. So now I'll tell you guys about my plans for the future. I'm really excited about what I'm doing. So I'm building turnkey stores for customers right now. And my whole experience with this is building them from the ground up with best practices in mind. So everything's going to be optimized, everything's going to be customized, and then they get handed over. But I know that at that point, it's quite difficult to manage a store if you don't have a ton of experience, or if you're an investor and you're looking for a turnkey investment. So I'm going to be offering services coming next month in January, AdWords management services, email marketing management services, services related to actually managing the operations of your store. So doing customer service and doing sales, managing with the suppliers and the orders and stuff like that. So it's a lot of work, but if we can outsource it for our stores, we can outsource it for other people's stores, and we're going to build an agency and help people. And it's going to cost, it's going to cost every month, but it's going to be worth it, because if you are a high ticket dropshipping store owner and you're making between $5,000 and $10,000 a month average net profit, and you can, pay $1,000 a month to have all of your order entry and stuff like that managed for you, that's a pretty easy investment decision to make, obviously. So instead of having to train a team of VAs yourself, you can just hire me and my agency, and we'll just take over the running of your store and make sure everything is run properly, and all you have to pay is that monthly fee, and of course, you just go from there. And then I'll have the AdWords management service, so we'll scale your ads, and then I'll have content. I'll probably have a service for even scaling your website, getting you more suppliers, adding more products to your site, adding content, all that stuff. The same work we do to scale these businesses, I want to help you scale your business, okay? So that's my goal. I want to build a full-on agency. E-commerce Paradise is going to be really, really cool in the future. We're also working with Bradley, the Shoptimized theme, to build a custom Shoptimized theme for high-ticket dropshipping. It's going to be based off their version 5 Shoptimized theme, so look forward to that. Q1 or Q2 of 2019. And I'll be announcing more of that later. And I'm also going to be going back through my masterclass and refilming a bunch of stuff, but more so adding more content to it. I have a lot of new lesson plans filled out. I'm really excited to get into that. And then I'm doing more turnkey packages. So I currently have 3 customers for that. So I'm really excited to build out 3 stores. I'm going to have some great case studies. I'm super excited. If anybody listening to this podcast is an investor and is looking for a turnkey investment, you can go check out my turnkey package. It's at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. And, currently it's priced higher than it was before, just because I sold 3 packages and I have to work on these stores now. And I honestly know that what I'm offering people is worth more than what I sold it for initially. So I do truly believe in my work, and I'm doing it to the best of my abilities, which is, based off of 10 plus years of experience doing high ticket dropshipping and e-commerce and marketing and doing business models outside of that, that helped me, to improve this business model that I've done over this time. So it's really cool. So I'm excited to help the investors, and also excited to help people that already own the stores to scale and to manage their stores as well, by building out this agency. So you guys, if you're interested in getting started with high ticket dropshipping, go to ecommerceparadise.com, check out the free niches list, ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And if you are interested in purchasing a turnkey store, like I said, go to ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey, and you can write me on my contact page and get in touch. We can do a free video chat if you're interested and have any questions. Okay, so let me know. And so thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.